It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. Deming police say they believe an 83-year-old man fatally shot his wife before killing himself. The Deming headline reports Gerard McDonough was found dead last week after the man reportedly called 911 to say he shot his wife, Diane McDonough. Police say they arrived at their Deming home and found Gerard and the 69-year-old Diane dead. And officers also reported they found two handguns. Authorities say the death of Diane McDonough was ruled a homicide and the death of her husband, Gerard, was ruled a suicide. A recent Yelp survey indicates over 60% of restaurants nationwide that closed temporarily because of COVID-19 have now shut their doors forever. To discover how the pandemic is impacting restaurants in Las Cruces, Madison Staten talked with owners about their struggles.
The unknown, that's the problem, is the unknown. Are we going to be able to go inside again?
Las Cruces restaurant owner Jody York is asking the question on the minds of restaurant owners nationwide. Her business, A Bite of Belgium, is doing its best to survive the pandemic, taking all required safety precautions and introducing curbside pickup and delivery. And dining on-site has changed, too.
We've had a patio for 4 years now, but what we had to do is put some more tables outside the patio. We can't have alcohol up there, but at least we had to add some extra tables.
She says the hardest part has been New Mexico's decision to offer a little warning when shutting down dine-in service a second time.
It's very difficult to be told 3 days before, you have to shut indoor dining. There's no support where you're thinking, okay, we have all this food, we have all this inventory, but you got to go and cut your business again 50%.
It's a sentiment the New Mexico Restaurant Association's Carol White is echoing, as she has seen restaurant owners struggle to sell inventory.
It's been devastating. I mean, of course, we got open at one point. We were open for about a month, and then the governor closed us down. And people are really hopeless right now. I mean, they have no hope. I'm going to try to give them hope.
The New Mexico Restaurant Association is working with restaurants to give them tools to keep their doors open post-pandemic. The association hosted weekly phone calls to gauge concerns statewide, as well as webinars on bankruptcy laws. Even still, the association has seen a rise in permanent closures since the start of the pandemic.
We took a survey early on, and folks said that 3% of them had already closed their doors permanently. And another 3% said that if it went on for more than a month, they would have to close their doors permanently. That's 210 restaurants.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said in a recent press conference, her goal is to help support local businesses by giving them access to state assistance while remaining vigilant against the virus.
We're clear that COVID was not a short-term issue. This infectious disease pandemic is a long-term issue that is going to require us to rethink not only our own personal habits and our workplace strategies, but we have to recognize that this has had a significant negative impact on businesses. And so we want to put in as much money as possible. We have $600 million in state assistance for New Mexico small business that is now moving out the doors.
The governor encouraged local businesses who need help applying to call 833-551-0518. She also instructed those who need more information to go online to gonm.biz in the hopes it will help businesses heal from their own pandemic-inflicted wounds. For Anthony Oslin, a manager at Lorenzo's Italian in Las Cruces, he is hoping the economy will be able to restart sooner rather than later, if not for the sake of the restaurant itself, than for the employees he manages.
Not just serving food, it's not that simple. I mean, there are human beings with names, with families, with rent, with paycheck, with kids' meals they have to provide. That's the bigger thing that's going on here, right? What's been really challenging is the turning on and off of the economy.
Oslin is the nephew of owner Vince Vaccaro, a fact Oslin says speaks to the family atmosphere of the business. He says the family understands the need to keep people safe, but does not want the business to be another victim of the pandemic. That's why the family has added a temporary patio to be able to host guests in some capacity.
You know, you adapt or die, and so it's forced the hand in a lot of amazing ways for us to start providing new services.
Both Lorenzo's Italian and A Bite of Belgium participated in Let Us Serve protests to highlight the struggles restaurants have been facing, In a video posted to Facebook, a Bite of Belgium staff members can be seen standing outside their restaurant, spaced out with masks and signs to illustrate their need to reopen. Still, Jody York understands the need to keep her community healthy. Above all, she longs for the day she'll be able to welcome customers back inside.
I'm hoping there's a vaccine very quickly. I mean, I think that's the only way we're going to be able to do 100%. I would be happy with 50% right now inside.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.